A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The final whistle goes in Naples, and to say that was horrendous would be an understatement. Liverpool have been beaten by 4-1 in what was one of the worst performances, if not the worst performance, especially that first half of the Jurgen Klopp era. Peter Zielinski's fifth minute penalty after James Milner's handball put Napoli 1-0 up. They then missed a second penalty. They had one cleared off the line by Virgil van Dijk as well. Then Anguissa scored one of the worst goals Liverpool have ever conceded. It got even worse when Simeone scored one of the worst goals that Liverpool have ever conceded. Straight after half time, when you're hoping for a bit of reaction, nope. 47th minute, Zielinski makes it 4. Liverpool did get a goal back a couple of minutes later through Luis Diaz to make it 4-1. But overall, Chris Pagia, like, that's as bad as it's been for a long, 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 yeah. long time.
Yeah, like, we started the game and we looked tired. We looked devoid of ideas. We looked like we didn't know how we were going to attack. We certainly didn't know how we were going to defend. The ball is so obviously on all the fucking time over the top. Nothing's ever done about it. We just continue to let the team do the same thing over and over, which is bypass our midfield, bypass our defence and run in. And what you need in those situations is you need the defenders to be strong, you need the defenders to be resilient, and you need the defenders to be decisive. And on two or three occasions, Joe Gomez isn't decisive enough. He's out-muscled, he's out-fought, he's out-just... you know, technically he's done. There's no desire to win the football.
That's what gets
there's
me.
There's no, like, tracking.
I think sometimes, right, I think it's dead easy for people like me to sit there and go, they don't care, lad. They don't care. They're paid all this money. They don't care. And very rarely is that true. It looked like it. It looked like it today. It's not that hard to just be committed in a tackle. I mean, maybe they're just knackered. Maybe they're absolutely fucking knackered. But to get back into position and just get yourself in the way, to not get out-muscled by it, like, that's where it hurts. Like, if they scored 4 wonder goals and played through us every single time, be like, you know what, fair play. You know, because they did, but they didn't. How easy were the goals?
You've got Trent Alexander-Arnold watching players run past him. This isn't watching someone or facing this way with someone running behind you. This is watching someone run past you. And you've got a decision to make in your head right then and there. I have this decision to make every time I play 5 fucking side football. Am I going to try and get there or am I not? And I'll tell you what, I'm fucking apologising if I don't, but I'm 40 years old, nearly, I'm a fat fucking lad, and I'm not a very good runner. So if they've already gone, I haven't got a chance. Trent Alexander-Arnold is, you know, 20-odd years old, one of the best players in world football, playing for one of the best sides in world football in a Champions League night for Napoli, and he's made the decision of, no, I'm not going to try. And that is never, ever, ever going to be good enough at Liverpool Football Club.
No.
Joe Gomez was terrible for different reasons tonight. Joe Gomez was terrible because he was beaten and out-muscled by players. The desire from Trent Alexander-Arnold is quite frankly laughable.
It was. To be honest, I would say the same for Gomez because he can't be...
tried though. It's different. At least I was there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think when those couple, I don't know if it's... Liverpool have got this air of confidence at the moment. I don't know, like, there's a languidness to Liverpool. Yeah. And when you're winning, it looks boss. But when you're losing, it looks like you can't be arsed or it's half-arsed. The chance that gets cleared off the line is just too casual. It's very, there's been a lot, I'd say the way casual's been, that's how you could describe our defending this season, very casual. Van Dijk's casual against Sancho, he's casual against Mitrovic. Liverpool, they're Gomez casual on a couple of occasions, three or four times you could say the same. Like, we understand Liverpool play a high line and there's a million reasons for it. The objective is, you run your fucking nuts off to get back and you get rid of the ball. You do not get out much, you can't do that. Even the penalty that Van Dijk gives, right, I don't think it's a pen, I get it. But he's outworked, he's out-sprinted, he's muscled, he's fucking Virgil van Dijk, for goodness sake, you know what I mean? That's what gets me, is that, I don't know if we're knackered, Chris. Like, are we flogging a dead horse?
We are knackered.
We're flogging a dead horse. Last season may have taken it all out of them. There's injuries, I understand all of it. But all in all, it's very rare. Liverpool lose games, of course, they do. It's very rare you question if they give a fuck. And it's hard not to watch that game and go, did he give it? Did he care enough there? Did he put the bodies on the line? No, not really. He didn't, because they didn't. I saw Napoli there in the last minute where it was 4-1 down, lads jumping on the floor to just get themselves in the way. Didn't see that from Liverpool. No. There's a million things wrong. There really is. You can dissect everything, but ultimately you can talk system, you can talk signings, you can talk injuries, you can talk anything you want, but ultimately it's all of them were shit. Like, they were all pretty shit.
Diaz tried. Diaz, I'm not questioning his desire.
Elliot was,
I'm not questioning
enough.
Elliot's desire, although he had a few bad touches. I think for the most part he was half decent, to be honest with you. I'm not questioning Diaz's desire. I'm not questioning James Milner's desire, right? But I am questioning what he's doing with that desire.
And is he up to it? I feel it's fair to say.
Yeah.
He looked like an old man.
You can have too much, and that yellow card early doors fucking did it for him. Like, he wanted to sort of arrest the slide with that, but what he's done is he's put himself in a precarious situation for the rest of the match, and he's kind of showed everyone he's a little bit slow. Fabinho was, I don't know, positionally terrible. I'm questioning his desire.
He was fucking crap.
Trent's desire, Gomez's desire, Virgil van Dijk's desire, all of
pretty
them
bad.
Terrible.
I've got to do the player ratings later. It could be the worst ratings I've ever given. Got a couple of super chats. Win Lord says, thanks Liverpool for keeping me off social media for the next week. It's not the week, is it? It's only a few days. Get yourself back on before Wolves, hopefully. And then we've got 10 from Broker Bullens. If Klopp wanted players, he would have the players. Klopp praised FSG on the back of when Scott Parker was sacked. The defence in 2020 was Klopp's decision. The midfield in 2022 was on Klopp. Players need to step up, but Klopp needs to stick as well.
This is a problem, and it's always been a problem, and we've spoken about this before, and we've spoken about it with Paul as well, is that people get bored of talking about the reasons. The reasons ain't changed. This is what the 365, 24/7 news cycle does. People want to move on. People want to jump onto, they're finished. People want to jump onto Man United are back. This is exactly how Rio Ferdinand ended up getting laughed at, you know what I mean? Give him the contract and blah, blah, blah. Because you can't judge it after a couple of games. You can judge it on that game, and that game we were fucking shit. That's the worst we've played this season by miles in terms of desire, in terms of effort, in terms of technical ability on the ball, all that good stuff. That's the worst we've played. Nowhere comes close to that. Man United doesn't come close to
that. It might
be
the worst we've played under Klopp.
Yeah.
Since that Tottenham game.
Yeah, exactly.
There's been bad games. There's been horrendous games.
There's been terrible games time and time again. 6 months, 9 months, a year, 18 months apart for the most part. But that, like, I don't think you can start questioning Liverpool as a side yet, but you can question that performance. Now, in 3 weeks' time, you can question whether it's a fucking epidemic.
I don't know. I'm worried now already. I think the sample size is big enough.
But the reasons haven't changed. The injuries are all still fucking there, Steve.
Yep.
You know this. The pre-season was still fucking there. There's too many games in a short space of time. People are bored and want to move on. That's the problem.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
It's shit. They were shit. The reasons are all exactly the fucking same.
It's yeah. It's hard. You can't just pin it on. Well, they've signed a midfielder. They've all been better. Well, no, because does a midfielder stop Trent Alexander-Arnold not getting back? Does a midfielder stop Joe Gomez just not winning a 50-50? It doesn't. We should have signed midfielders. We really should have. And there's a lot that Liverpool haven't done right. But the point that and Falcon here with this fardalship that makes it. This is the one most concerning one to me. The lads look shattered every match. I don't know if they just can't run or they can't be asked to run. But it's embarrassing, and that's where I'm with. I'm saying they can't be asked; they might just be knackered. They might, and that maybe I'm making excuses for them.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We know the reasons. We're just bored of talking about them.
It feels like it's bottoming out. See, Jürgen there putting his hat over his face.
Everyone's saying, look, and rightfully so, questioning about the age of the squad. Trent Alexander-Arnold and Joe Gomez. You're talking to me about age. They were the two worst fucking culprits.
Yep. Right? Young lads.
Yeah. Like Harvey Elliott played today, Luis Diaz played today. You know, these are half the size of an older age, half the size of a young age. It wasn't the old players that were shit tonight and that need fucking booting out. It was a collective thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think we're on borderline crisis mode here, and maybe I am overreacting, but this isn't it isn't a one off though. It's the end of last season, wasn't brilliant. We scraped there in the end, I get that. But I don't think we were playing particularly well. There were warning signs, I think, were starting to creep in a little bit. And the start of the season's been really bad. Like, really, really, really poor. And it feels to me, Jürgen's comments, too, if they were telling to me, actually, when he said, we'll never push anyone out the door. We'll sell people if they come to me and say you want to go. We'll look for someone. I've never pushed anyone out the door. It's starting to feel like there should have been a few lads booted out that door. I think other teams can be a bit more ruthless. You just say, listen, thanks for everything you've done for me, but we're moving on in this direction. And that means, and you know, lads who aren't even on the pitch today, I'm just saying, if they go, then maybe you can refresh the squad by bringing 3, 4, 5 other lads in. The reason we've got Darwin Núñez isn't because we were going to buy Darwin Núñez. It's because Sadio Mane left. Liverpool weren't going to do anything up front. They wouldn't have done that. If Sadio stayed, they wouldn't have done something. They probably needed to. I think there's a reason. Naby and Ox look like they're done. So why aren't they done in the summer? Because they don't want to be here. We probably don't want them. And then you can do all this. I think he's been a bit loyal to so many players. The issue we've got now, and this is where I do agree with you on the stuff, is that there's no one really to come back in for them all. So we're saying Trent's been bad. 100% agree. Who plays right back? James Milner or Joe Gomez? Because Calvin Ramsey's injured. Three of the four worst players on the pitch tonight, because Fabinho was rubbish, I keep saying. So there's your options. So that's where we're at now. The backup right back's injured, so now it's the centre half who's just been absolutely roasted to bits, or the old fella who everyone hates in midfield. That's where we're at. They need to get players back fit. I understand that, but I don't think it's too much to say like something needs to change and change fast. And I'll be honest, let me know in the comments, let me know in the live chat if you're watching along. My problem at the moment is I don't know what that is, and I'm not sure that the manager knows. And that's a big worry, Chris.
Well, look, you might well be right, Steve. Listen, we'll only find out in the fullness of time. I've still got faith that, you know, when the injuries dry up, when the squad is back together and playing footy, then we'll see what the manager wants. It's clear to me that he wanted to change how Liverpool were going to play this season compared to last.
Yeah, he did.
And it's clear that he probably had to, because we were coming to the end of that sort of natural evolution of the front three of Bobby and Mane and Salah, and it did come to the end, and it's obviously going to take time. Bobby Firmino, Salah and Mane weren't the best front three in world football from fucking week one, but people remember it like they were. They weren't. Salah started fucking unbelievably. Mane continued it. Firmino was good, but they weren't the best front three in the world. We've been lucky the last few years. We've got to witness the best front three in the world week in, week out. It takes time to build that understanding up. Now, everything else just compounded on the fact that when you're trying to do a rebuild, and you're trying to build your house, but fucking bricks keep falling away, yeah, as you're trying to do it. You can't possibly fucking get to a finished job because there's fucking stuff. You're going over there and then this wall's falling down. That's what Jürgen's dealing with. It might be his biggest job at Liverpool. Might be his hardest job, because he's got to build it bigger and better than it was, because that's what we're used to. And I might agree with you that it won't be as good as it was. But that doesn't mean we're going to be.
No, I don't think we're finished. I agree. This manager, and I'm happy to be proven wrong. I trust this manager. I trust the players he's got to pretty much up to an extent. I think with his best 11 on the pitch all the time, yet we've got a chance. It just feels like, again, it I don't know. It just doesn't feel good. Is the truth of it. And let's review this game very, very quickly. We're talking big picture, and there's time for down the line. Just on this one as a whole, Chris, the basics come to me is that it felt very, 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 very easy to score against Liverpool. And that's the bottom. Is that can't happen? Like that. I know it's really, really,
has it
really
not,
it's basic.
Felt like that all year.
It's too easy to score against us. The goalie is trying his fucking best as he can. He's kept us in the derby at times. There was a centre forward 1-on-1 with him all the. How many times, Chris, has a fella got the ball between the goal with just Alisson to beat? Or sometimes Alisson's out of the way, he isn't even there.
Probably 3 times a game.
You brought that graphic up earlier, and it was so bad. It was just chance after chance right through the middle of us. And I don't know if that's personnel. Is it system? Are we too knackered to play a high line? I'm starting to question if that's the case. Can we change that? Have we got the players to go deep? I don't know. That's what it feels to me. It feels like,
but we're not winning the ball back out the pitch.
We're not winning the ball back out the pitch. It's an intensity thing. If we're knackered, we're fucked. Because we can't, this Liverpool need to be 100 mile an hour or they're nothing. They're like a Formula One car. They can't do 30 round the shops. They need to be all guns blazing or they're snookered. And at the moment, we're second to everything. Everything. And you've got to wonder, just explain that. Can you even put a finger on that defensive display today?
No, I mean, that second goal, the Anguissa one, isn't it? That is one of the worst for me, because there's nothing there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. That's the one.
And the third, where Simeone's tapping.
Yeah,
as well.
which is the one? Was it one where Trent gets rounded?
Second one,
and then Trent goes inside to cover a man, and then they Elliot and Fabinho. Was
and
that
Gomez
that one?
Doesn't chase him,
and none of them chase him. Yeah. None of them. Take your pick. I know you disagree with me and think that, you know, whoever it was, Elliot has to go to the man. Look, he didn't go to the man. He stood still.
If you want to, do something.
One of you's have to do something.
It's like that meme with the stick. Just do something.
Yeah, come on, one of you, like. And then, you know, it's a great finish, actually, because I think Alisson does really well to pretty much close off the near and far post, but he squeezes it in at the bottom stick. That, for me, is terrible. You know, the one where Trent Alexander-Arnold watches the man, you've seen how fucking angry I was looking at that one. Was that like the fourth or something? I can't remember. The third one is the one where
Joe Gomez
comes on, doesn't he? Yeah, Gomez absolutely pantsed. And then Van Dijk's in a little bit of no man's land, to be honest with you. I don't think he can really do anything. It's just pathetic defending on so many levels. And it all either started with a long ball over the top or a fucking shit pass in midfield or someone being outstrength somewhere. And that's not good enough, man. You didn't have to work for any of those goals. You didn't have to play well to score any of those goals. You just had to want it more for every single one of those goals.
Pretty much that. Right, then we're going to start wrapping things up. If you want more analysis of this, fucking hell. Chris will be back very, very shortly with your reaction. So head to our social channels now. Get your thoughts in. I can only imagine what they're going to be like. I've got the joys of doing player ratings. I might just spew that. I'll figure out how I'm going to cross that bridge later on. They'll be both on YouTube. Then later on Red Men Plus, the instant match reaction, me and Chris are going to dissect that in as much detail as we possibly can. And then obviously tomorrow morning, the final word show, where everyone's had a little sleep on it and can dissect it even further. Because ultimately, post-mortems have to happen now, and we have to figure out what the fuck went wrong and how to fix it very, very quickly. Thank you for everyone who joined us for the watch-along. Most of you don't support Liverpool. I appreciate that, but sound get a little bit of money off it at the end of the day, nothing else, because, oh my goodness gracious me, that was absolutely, absolutely, absolutely terrible from Liverpool Football Club. Thanks for all for watching, and we'll catch you next time. See you in a bit. Hey guys, hope you enjoyed that show. If you want even more Liverpool podcasts in your lives, do check out Red Men Plus. From as little as £5 a month, you can get tons and tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form. So yeah, go over to redmenplus.com, check out our amazing content. I'm sure you are going to love it.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.